We all know this holiday season isn't like other years, but one thing you can still count on is me, as in me banking. When you're shopping locally and online, keep close watch on your accounts with Farmers and Merchants and the Bank of Fayetteville's Me Banking mobile app. Use Me Banking mobile for instant balances, moving money around, fraud alerts, even control your debit card. Keep your money safe and yourself healthy this season. Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, member FDIC.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic, and why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed COVID safety guidelines.
Well, we'll be Fayetteville's basketball to start this second half as they lead Lee Mountain Home 26-25. The Bulldogs will be moving right to left for these last two quarters of play. Both teams getting their last second instructions from their coaches. Mountain Home coming out on the floor now. Fayetteville still in their huddle with head coach Brad Stamps. And now they come out on the floor, and we're ready to get this game back underway. C.J. Williams will trigger an inbound pass on the far sideline. So I think we're finally about ready to get this game back underway. And so Williams takes the ball from the official, throws it into Irk, and we're back underway. Irk dribbling on the right side. Well, he just lost the handle of the ball. An unforced turnover by Jack Irk as it goes out of bounds. That is Fayetteville's fourth turnover of the night as we are 6 seconds into this second half. Gilroy will walk the ball into the front court. It's a full court man-to-man for Fayetteville. Gilbert across the timeline has Irk right there on him. Dribbling towards the left side. Now throws it near the top to Ellison. Over to McGee on the right. McGee will give it up top to Proctor. Over to Matusiak on the left, down the corner to Ellison. Ellison finds Proctor on the left wing. He's going down into the lane. Throws to Matusiak in the corner, and an offensive foul called on Luke Proctor. He's called for the charge. Luke Proctor picks up his first personal foul. That's the first team foul against Mountain Home here in the second half, and their eighth turnover of the night. 7:25 left in this third quarter. Fayetteville gets the ball back, leading by a point. Irk into the front court. Maps home in a man-to-man. Irk's going to drill down towards the left, right corner. Throws out to Williams on the wing. Now Williams going down into the lane for the layup. Good. C.J. Williams in double figures with 11 points. 28-25. Bulldogs lead up to three. Ball goes to Matusiak in the right corner. He's going to drill to the wing. Now trying to figure out where to go with it. His pass is knocked away and stolen by Glasper. He's going to quickly go back the other way, and he's going to go in for the layup. Good.
Landon Glasper
with 9 points. And it's a two-possession lead for the Fayetteville. 30-25 our score. Gilbert across the timeline finds Matusiak in the right corner. Dribbles out to the wing. Tries to throw it to McGee. Pass is stolen by Glasper. He's going in for the layup, and he misses it. Point-blank layup. And now Mountain Home gets the rebound and quickly calls timeout. We'll break with 6:36 left to play in the third quarter. It is Fayetteville leading Mountain Home 30-25. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, Bomber fans. It's Sally Gilbert from Arvest Bank, and this cheer is a shout-out to all our student-athletes. From the mat to the field, the court to the course, you work hard and play hard, both in the blue and gold uniform and out. We admire your dedication and perseverance. No doubt, these two strengths will carry you through your year and throughout life. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game and achieve your goals. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!
Well, Matt Jones checked back in during the timeout for Mountain Home as Chris Matusiak took a seat. He committed the last two turnovers for the Bombers as they trail now 30-25. Jones is kept on the bench to start the second half. He's run out, has three fouls. He takes a pass on the right elbow from Gilbert, back to Gilbert on the right wing, up top to Proctor. Proctor dribbles towards the left side. Now tries to throw it to Gilbert, but he's going to be called for the travel. That is Mount Holmes' 11th turnover of the night. Boy, Mount Holmes having trouble with the turnovers in the first few minutes here of the second half. 6:20 left in this third quarter. Fayetteville with the ball, leading by five. Irk into the front court for the Bulldogs. He dribbles to the left side, gives it there to Williams. Now up top, it goes to Wayman. Wayman's going to drill down to the lane for the layup. No good. And it looks like a jump ball is going to be called on the rebound. And it will be Mount Holmes basketball on the possession arrow. 6:05 left to play in this third quarter. Bombers with the ball. Fayetteville leading 30-25. Gilbert walks the ball into the front court. Dribbles toward the left side. Has the ball knocked away. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Fayetteville. And Mount Holmes will inbound on the far sideline with 5:54 left of the period. McGee will trigger the inbound pass. And now foul's going to be called, I think, before the inbound pass. Yep, they're going to get Jack Irk with his second personal foul as the first team foul against the Bulldogs here in the first half. McGee will inbound it once again on the far sideline. Gets into Gilbert. Man-to-man once again for the Purple Dogs. Ball goes over to Jones on the left wing. Throws up top to Proctor. Proctor throws it to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert takes the screen, finds Proctor in the right corner. He's going to drill into the lane. Now kicks out to Ellison in the left corner. Ellison's going into the lane for the layup. And the basket's going to count. A blocking foul. He's going to get the foul. And he's going to get the basket and draw the foul. Reed Ellison with 5 points on the night. And C.J. Williams is called for the blocking foul. That's his first personal foul, team foul number two, against Fayetteville here in the second half. 5:34 left to play as that basket makes it a one-possession game once again. Ellison's free throw is up. In and out, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Fayetteville. So it's a three-point lead for the Bulldogs. Ball goes to Williams in the right. Quickly puts up the three, no good, and Jones gets the rebound. Mountain Home with a chance to cut this margin to one or possibly tie the game up. Here's Gilbert with it on the left wing. Now the ball goes up top to Proctor. Over to Ellison on the right side. Ellison takes the screen. He's going to dribble down in the lane. Now kicks out to Jones in the left corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Gilkley. And back comes Fayetteville. A little over 5 minutes left in this third quarter. Purple Dogs with the ball, leading by three. Ball goes over to Glasper on the right wing. Down the corner it goes to Wayman, and his three-pointer is up and in. 33-27, Fayetteville leading it. 4:45 left in this third quarter. Gilbert across the timeline for the Bombers. Dribbles between the circles. Throws over to Ellison on the right side. Ellison will give it up top to McGee, and a foul away from the ball. Called on Fayetteville, I believe, with 4:32 left to play in the third quarter. They're going to get Matt Wayman with his third personal foul. That's the 13th foul against the Bulldogs here in the second half. Peyton Pope and Sawyer Keith checking back in for Fayetteville, replacing Landon Glasper and Matt Wayman. Proctor inbounds it to Jones in the paint. He's going to go in for the layup. Good. Matt Jones with 5 points. Back to a four-point margin, 33-29. Fayetteville with the ball in lead. Here's Irk with it. He's going to drill down to lane. He gives it in the paint to Yoakley. He gets the easy layup. Good. 35-29. Fayetteville leading it. 4:12 left in this third quarter. Yoakley with 5 points now. Gilbert throws it on the left side to Ellison, and he gives it in the paint to McGee. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Jake McGee with his first 2 points of the night. Less than 4 minutes set to play in this third quarter. Fayetteville with the ball, leading 35-31. Irk into the front court for the Purple Dogs. He'll dribble up to the top. Now finds Keith in the left corner. His pass was knocked away and stolen by McGee. And back comes Mountain Home. That's Fayetteville's fifth turnover of the night. Here's Proctor back the other way. He's going in for the layup. Off the glass and in. Luke Proctor with 14 points. And now Fayetteville's going to call a timeout as Brad Stamps has seen enough. We'll break with 3:37 left to play in this third quarter. Fayetteville leading Mountain Home 35-33. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic, and why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed COVID safety guidelines.
Fayetteville taking their first time out of the night as they lead 35-33 with 3:37 left to play in this third quarter. Here's Erkin to the front court for the Purple Dogs. He will dribble up to the top, throws over on the right side to Keith. He puts up the three-pointer, no good, and the rebound's knocked around and controlled by McGee. And back comes Mountain Home with a chance to tie or possibly take the lead. Proctor going towards the left elbow, kicks up top to Jones. Now Gilbert over to McGee on the right side. Now Gilbert has it once again up top to Jones, over to Proctor on the left. Proctor gets some distance between him and his defender. Throws up top to Gilbert. Over to McGee on the right. Now up top to Ellison. Over to Gilbert on the left. 11 seconds left on the shot clock. Gilbert dribbles towards the free throw line. Now ball goes down to Jones on the low block. He's going in for the layup. It rolls around. It goes in, and we're getting tied back up. Matt Jones with 7 points on the night. 35 all our score. Now quickly Glasper back the other way, going in for the running jumper. It rolls around and goes in. And just like that, Fayetteville's back on top. Glasper with 11 points. 37-35 our score with 2:35 left to play in this third quarter. McGee has it on the left wing for the Bombers. McGee drills up to the top, gives it to Ellison on the right. Tries to throw it to Proctor. Ball was knocked off his hand. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Fayetteville's basketball on the turnover. 2:22 left to play in this third quarter. Bulldogs get the ball back, leading 37-35. C.J. Williams checking back in for Fayetteville, replacing Jack Irk. Here is Williams across the timeline for the Purple Dogs. He'll dribble to the right side. Now he's going down into lane, he blows by his defender. He misses the layup, though, and Jones gets the rebound. He'll throw it out to Gilbert, who has the ball knocked away, but he gets it back. Gilbert's drilling to the free throw line, pulling up for the jumper, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Yokley for Fayetteville. Back quickly come the Bulldogs. Here is Williams with it. He'll throw it over on the left side to Pope. Pope's going down into lane, but well before the free throw attempt, before the layup attempt, he's going to draw contact. So Fayetteville inbound it on the baseline with 1:52 left to play in this third quarter. Matt Jones picks up, his fourth personal foul. That is the second team foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. Jones is going to have to come out of the game. He'll be replaced by Chris Matusiak with 1:52 left in this third quarter. Glasper inbounds to Williams in the left corner. His three-pointer will not go. Long rebound chased down by Proctor, and back comes Mountain Home with a chance to tie this game back up or possibly take the lead. Ball goes to McGee in the right corner. Now back to Proctor on the wing. Proctor still dribbling with Williams right there on him. Now he takes a screen from Ellison. Now ball goes up top to McGee. Over to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert takes a screen from McGee. Throws it up top to Ellison. Over on the right side to Matusiak. Matusiak's going to dribble to the corner. Pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Pope. He's quickly back the other way for Fayetteville. He's going into the lane. And well before his running jumper, he's going to be fouled on the floor. So Fayetteville inbound it with 1:21 left in the third quarter. Chris Matusiak picks up his third personal foul. That's the third team foul against the Bombers here in the second half. Max Vollmer checking back in for Fayetteville, replacing Peyton Pope. And for Mountain Home, Kai Bickford is checking in for the first time tonight as he replaces Chris Matusiak. Ball goes over on the right side to Will Yokley, and he gets the three-pointer. Good. So it's a five-point lead all of a sudden for Fayetteville with over a minute left in this third quarter. Here's Ellison with it, and an offensive foul called on, I don't know if they're, I guess they're going to call an illegal screen. Yep, that's what it is. Luke Proctor has called for the illegal screen. That is his second personal foul, 14th foul, and the 13th turnover against the Bombers tonight. 103 left to play in the third quarter. So Fayetteville gets the ball back, leading 40-35. And now stoppage of play. I'm not sure why. Oh, okay. Well, I see why. Landon Glasper has blood on his shorts. He's going to have to come out of the game and get that taken care of. And so Jack Kirk will come in and replace him. So we'll start back over again with lower men left in this third quarter. Bulldogs with the ball, leading by five. Irk into the front court, finds Keith on the right side, up top to Williams. Over to Irk on the left. Down in the corner, it goes to Vollmer. Back to Irk, over on the right side to Keith. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer and gets it. Sawyer Keith with his first 3 points of the night. And it's a three-possession lead all of a sudden for Fayetteville, 43-35, 35 seconds left in the third quarter. Here's Ellison throwing it back to Proctor. He drops to the left elbow, gives it to McGee on the left wing, and he's called for the carry. He looked like he was getting ready to throw it, and then he stopped, and then he ended up carrying the ball. So Fayetteville gets it back with 28.2 seconds left in the third quarter. But actually, Mount Tom is going to take the Fayetteville's going to call the timeout. No, it will be Mount Home calling the timeout. We'll break with 28.2 seconds left to play in the third quarter. It is Fayetteville leading Mount Home 43-35. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, Fayetteville inbounded coming out of the Mount Home timeout with 28.2 seconds left of this third quarter. They lead the Bombers 43-35. So we're back, getting ready to get back underway. Max Fulmer will trigger an inbound pass on the near sideline, gets in Jack Irk. So here we go again as Irk walks into the front court. They may be content to hold for the last shot of the period as the shot clock is off. And that looks like it's going to be the case with 10 seconds left. Irk still dribbling just inside the half-court line. Now he dribbles to the right side. Now he's going down into the lane, going in for the layup. No good, but draws contact with 3.5 seconds left. He'll head to the free throw line. That foul is called on Kai Bickford. That's his first personal foul, team foul number 5 against the Bombers here in the second half. First free throw for Irk is no good. He is now 2 of 3 from the free throw line with 5 points. So one more free throw for Irk. Second shot is up, and he gets 1 of 2. He now has 6 points, and it's a 9-point lead. 2 seconds left. Gilbert's going to have to hurry up and get the shot off. He's going to try from just beyond the half court. Almost went in. Hit the glass, and then hit the rim, and then bounced out. Our 24 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of three quarters. Fayetteville leading Mountain Home 44-35. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.com.